two tastings and a meal. Sometimes one tasting isn't enough to get you through the day, so you might add another one to help you as you near your OMAD. A lot of people lean towards this model in the winter months when temperatures drop and our activity levels decrease. Our bodies tend to crave more food in the winter to deal with the dip in temperature, while the opposite happens in the summer. Hello, bikini season. When the heat rises outside, most people naturally resort to a small taste of something, perhaps some fruit or nuts, and one substantial meal a day. This allows them to be focused and satiated, but not overly full. This way of eating is really about making the choices that work for you, but not obsessing over the details. If you wake up and crave a hearty breakfast, that caloric load should be able to sustain you for much of the day, with a grazing of food here and there. Most of my friends, however, prefer to jumpstart their day with a cup of coffee and have a larger meal later in the day when they've used up their energy stores. Plus, as I'm sure you can tell, our prime time is dinner. I've enjoyed hundreds of dinners with these women and know that this is the time that we can really all enjoy our food and perhaps a fun-sized treat for dinner.